Hey there, pumpkin. What? You're just surprised to see me? Yeah, I know, it's rare for me to come all the way down to your place for a little FaceTime, but I have something very special in store for you today. So, do you remember last week when I told you not to touch yourself for 5 whole days? And you did exactly as I asked? Or how about the week before, when I made you come over to my apartment and get down on your knees, and then go down on me for an entire hour? And you remember how ready and willing you were? How hard your cock was by the end? Do you also remember when I told you I wasn't gonna touch you? And you were still so good about it? You went home without so much as a single complaint. Yeah. You were such a good boy for me, Pumpkin. And today, your work is finally gonna pay off for you. Yes. Well, come on. Sit down next to me, baby. Good boy. Now, I know exactly what you want. You want me to open up your pants and run my soft palms right over that bulge of yours. You want me to glide my pretty little fingertips all over your cock until it's just begging to pop out. You want my soft, warm, gentle hands to take your pulsing length and stroke it up and down, over and over until you burst all over yourself. Is that what you want, Pumpkin? You could say it aloud. Tell me. I know, Pumpkin. I know. But you don't get my fingers this time. Perhaps next time. No, this time you're gonna show me just how much you want me. After being my good little boy for so long, I know you probably have come up with a bunch of fantasies about me. Well, we're gonna put those fantasies to good use right now. So, I'm gonna tell you what to do. Move your hands down to your zippers, but eyes up here, Pumpkin. That's it. Good boy. We're gonna take it nice and slow. Yes, you deserve it, after all the good work you've been doing for me. Unzip, all the way. Yes, look at that. Already excited, I see. You're just twitching. Is that all for me? Good, I like it. Now, move your hand to that bulge and give yourself a little squeeze for me. Yes, you see? My hands aren't the only ones that work. Keep rubbing. Let's find out just how hard we can make you before you're ready to burst. Oh, yes. Actually, let me take this off. I told you, I had something special for you today. Like what you see? I thought you might. I wore this special lingerie the same night I had you over for your 1 hour dinner. You seemed to like it then just as much as you like it now. So, what is it about this lingerie? Do you like the way it pushes up my breasts? Or the way they almost spill right out of these tight cups. Or maybe you like the way it hugs my tight curves and draws your eyes right over them. Do you like the way it's just thick enough to hide what's underneath? And leaves just enough to the imagination? Naughty boy, I know just how good your imagination is, Pumpkin. Look at that. You're nice and hard, just like we want. Now, let's see what we've got under there. Such a wonderful cock, baby. A good cock for a good boy. Now, grab it in your hand. But not like you would. Grab it like I would. One finger at a time. Yes. Feel yourself pulse in your palm. Anticipate that first stroke, just like I would. Ah, yes. Now start stroking yourself for me. Yes. Good boy. Very good. You're doing so, so well. Stroke that cock and think about what you want me to do. You've done so much for me. Everything I tell you to, and now you get to decide what to do. Do you want my mouth? My puffy, soft lips pressed against your head? Licking your pre-cum right from the tip. Bobbing up and down while I suck against your cock and moan. So you can feel just how wet you're making me. Or do you want my pussy? My soaked little slit, so well hidden beneath these panties you love so much. You want it to swallow up your cock and squeeze against every throbbing vein while I pound you away? Do you want me to take you here on your couch or over there in your room? Or how about in the kitchen, over the counter? Or against any one of these walls? Or do you want to take my ass? Bend me over, fuck me until I roll my eyes back and curl my toes and scream out for you? Yes, you just want to fuck your mistress so badly, don't you, pumpkin? Tell me. Say it out loud. Tell me just how badly you want to fuck me. You could say it. Say it again. Yes. Good boy. Keep stroking faster, and I'll tell you exactly how it'll happen. I would climb onto your lap with your cock pointing straight up to greet me, and my warm, wet pussy would answer right back. I would push you right back against the couch, and nibble against your neck. My hands would explore your chest while I start to hump you painfully, slow. Yes. Can you feel me? Grinding against you? Good. I would slide my lips right over the underside of your cock until I was just hovering above you. And then I would push you in. Oh, it would feel so good. I would squeeze you inside of me and start fucking you slowly. My hips would press forward, up, and then back, and you would feel every single contraction as you slide through my pussy. Every single contraction. Every pulse. Every squeeze. Yes. I would speed up, fucking you faster while you held onto my hips. I would groan for you and pant for you. I would take every inch of that cock inside me while my pussy melted for everything it has. Yes. Do you feel my pussy milking you, baby? Are you ready to come for your mistress? Yes. You would. I would push you as deep as you could go and come. You would explode for me. Oh, you would fill me with every spurt you could offer. Yes, come for me. Come for me, yes. Just like that. Come for me. Come for you, mistress. Yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yes, slow down, baby. You're such a good boy. Yes, you are, pumpkin. I look forward to our next meeting. If you keep this up, you might just get what you wish for.